Well, we call that the closet.
Okay. What do you call the boards on the side of a house? Like, well, you don't have them exactly like what we're thinking about, but you know, sometimes they overlap. What do you call those? Just like...
Well, we just call it weatherboarding.
Okay, that's fine. You know, these questions sound silly, but it really is interesting. Some people call them clapboards, some people call them siding, some people call them weatherboards, and some people call them weatherboarding. And so, you know, everybody's got something different. Now, what do you call this thing we're sitting on right now?
Porch.
Okay. And what do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Well, we call that porch, too.
Okay. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking? It's before you get them in the barn. You drive them up to a fenced-in area before you put them in the barn.
We call that the lot.
Okay. What do you call a... Oh, that's not... This, mm-hmm. These questions were made up by people who live in North Georgia. And so some of the questions just don't mean anything down here.
Yes.
What are some different kinds of wood fences?
Well, we have picket fences, and then we have this board fence.
Well, what's the difference between a picket fence and a board fence?
Well, a picket fence, it stands up straight,
yeah,
up and down this way, and a board fence, it goes crossways.
Uh-huh. Like. Well, are they made out of about the same size of boards, both of them?
Well, no, ma'am. A picket fence is small boards.
Uh-huh.
They're just small strips,
okay.
Like...
And do you have any other kind of fences around here?
Yes, ma'am. Wire fences.
Yeah, there are a lot of those, aren't there?
Yes, ma'am.
And what else? Any other kind? Do y'all have any rail fences, or are those all gone out?
They all played out around here mostly.
I guess when the wire came in,
they
stopped being around.
And then you find a place that have a few rails right on.
Uh-huh. What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top and it has a handle on it that you carry water or milk in?
Water pail.
Okay. And suppose it's made out of metal. What would you call it?
Well, a bucket.
Okay. let's see. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
We call them frying pans, skillets.
Okay. And do you have any other words for them?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called a spider? Or is a spider something different?
A spider's got legs on it. That's...
You know, that is what my father told me. I'd never heard the word until I was asking somebody, and he said spider. And father said, no, that's not right, because a spider has legs on it.
Spider.
And I was real interested in that.
Spider have legs, and then it have a covered lid to go to it.
Well, it's more like a pot, isn't it?
Just like a pot, yes,
uh-huh.
Ma'am.
And you use that on an open fire,
I guess,
don't you?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call a thing at the kitchen sink that water comes out of where you turn it on and off?
A hydrant.
Okay. And suppose it's out in the... I mean, suppose it's the same thing, but it's on a barrel. What do you call it?
Outside?
On a barrel.
Well, we call it a spigot then.
Okay. And suppose it's just out in the yard where you put a hose or something. What would you call it?
Well, we call it a spigot.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, a lot of times they bags them up in paper bags. And
okay.
Then again, they put them in pasteboard boxes.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? You might get 100 pounds of chicken feed in one of these things.
Well, we call them I reckon you would call it a homespun bags, I reckon.
Okay.